Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The Biden administration has been telling us that our borders are not open. Well, we all know that's not the truth. There was a migrant surge on our Mexican border of more than 200,000 in the month of August. And now, with the damaging weather problems in Haiti, a new explosion of refugees just walked across the Rio Grande River into the United States. The small city of Del Rio, Texas, had 15,000 Haitians under a bridge. Yes, some of them will be deported, but many will not. Others will be allowed to claim asylum in the United States, and our laws allow the migrants to be released in the United States to work until their asylum claims are heard by our courts, and that can take years. They have education for their children, of course, and health care. Countries with poor people, no opportunity, and war, of course, they want to come to the United States. They think the door's open, but we need to close it. We could use more people here, but we should pick and choose and bring them in through a legal process. And all the talk in Congress is focused on the budget, of course, and funding bills. And the turmoil and conflict is just beginning. My priority would be to pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Hurricane Ida just reminded us of how much work we have to do. Our river transportation suffers from locks and dams that need repair. And don't forget the roads and bridges. An electricity grid and broadband is desperately needed in many rural communities. There's no justifiable reason to also spend an additional $3.5 trillion of our money, and that is just too much. Okay, next up, trade. China wants to join the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, which has 11 Pacific Rim countries as members. And the United States was a member and, in fact, helped write the agreement when Obama was president. But then, newly elected President Trump withdrew our membership, and that was a terrible mistake. We don't want to be on the outside looking in. And President Biden should get the United States back into the partnership and then figure out how to deal with China's request to join. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.